So true. We always need more stuff. But according to our next guest, the best way to find happiness is to get rid of almost everything.
Joining us now with a look at how less is best are Joshua Fields Milburn and Ryan Nicodemus. They are the authors of Minimalism, Live a Meaningful Life. Good morning, guys. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
So most of us aren't hoarders, but most of us probably still have too much stuff. Why do we keep so much stuff?
Well, I think we're in a consumer-driven culture where we're constantly receiving different inputs to buy stuff, and buy this car, it'll make you happy, and buy this brand new clothing, it'll make you happy, and I think that it's a lot to do with the culture that we live in.
And you started to purge. So what began the purge?
Yeah, my mother actually died in late 2009, and I started questioning just everything in my life, and I ran across a website online, a guy named Colin Wright, and he said he was a minimalist and allowed him to pursue what he was passionate about. And in order to do that, he got rid of a bunch of stuff in his life. And so I said, I really don't know what minimalism is, but I think I'm in, because I realized the life I had been leading was certainly not making me happy.
There are still a lot of people, though, who can't really deal with parting with their stuff.
Sure.
But we were talking earlier that I feel like when you move or when you give clothes away to the Goodwill or something, there is kind of a liberation that comes with that. What's that all about?
I think, when you get rid of that stuff, it feels like a weight is lifted off of you, because not only do you not have to worry about taking care of that stuff and, making sure that it's clean and nice and neat, but, it frees up space. And, it can be freeing, definitely.
Josh, is it an emotional attachment or a physical attachment most of the time?
I think it's more or less an emotional attachment. The majority of the time, I find that people, we hold on to a lot of things because we give them sentimental value. We give them too much meaning. I mean, there's nothing wrong with owning any particular thing. I own plenty of things still, but I just make sure that I don't put too much meaning into those things, and it's okay to get rid of them, too.
I'm one of those guys who sometimes I'll go through the tie drawer or my shirts and say, okay, I haven't worn that for a year, but I might wear it someday. How do you kind of cross that line of saying, if you haven't worn it for a while, get rid of it?
I've got a pretty good rule, because I'm the same way. It's that just in case. I might need that just in case. I've got a 6-month rule. If I haven't worn it or used it, in 6 months, I'm definitely purging. I'm definitely getting rid of it.
Is there a specific rule you live by, Josh, a purging rule?
Yeah, I'm a little more drastic. It's about 30 days for me.
30 days?
Yeah, I've found that, that just in case thing, the theory that we came up with, is if you do get rid of something, usually you can replace it for less than $20 at less than 20 minutes from where you are. So once I realized that, a lot of my junk drawers just got emptied out pretty quickly.
So I gotta know, have you ever gotten rid of something and then really missed it?
I don't think I have.
No?
Yeah,
absolutely
I would
not.
Yeah,
no.
You are expert purgers.
Well, I actually did this experiment to figure out exactly what I used in my house. We came up with this idea of a packing party, and essentially we packed up everything in my house like I was moving. So if you walked into my living room, there were just boxes, labeled kitchen, bathroom, junk drawer number one, junk drawer number seven. And I basically unpacked things as I needed them. Mm-hmm. And after 3 weeks, I had about 70% of the stuff left in my boxes.
Ryan Nicodemus, Josh, thanks so much.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It, guys.